If you were listening to The Breakfast Show this morning, you might have heard the call that I heard come into Keno's show as I was driving in to the CTICC to join the Food Forward event. I went absolutely cold when I heard this story because it raises such an important issue, and it is an issue we have spoken about over and over again on this show. I want to start by just replaying the call for the sake of those who didn't hear it.
In Marina da Gama. Good morning, Andy.
Hi, Keno. Morning.
Morning, sir. What would you like to speak about this
morning? Well, my daughter was involved in quite a horrific accident yesterday. Her car rolled on a cop's bear.
And
just a big thank you to all the traffic services, police, fire, provincial ambulance and private ambulance for their assistance yesterday.
Wonderful.
And she survived with a couple of bruises and scratches. And most important, her two-week-old baby survived.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. And
oh, my
thanks
word.
Thanks for being strapped in, and it's just so important. The baby was suspended upside down in his little car seat, curry, whatever, and she was a couple of bruises and scratches, but unscathed.
Oh, man, it's a happy ending to what could have been a horrific
tragic
story,
yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I'm glad she's fine, and I'm sure as a parent, I would not want to know what you went through when you heard about it, and as a grandparent, I would not want to know what went through your mind.
So please, everybody, buckle up, strap down your kids, and a big thank you to the traffic and provincial services.
Wonderful stuff. Thank you so much.
Sure, Andy, I mean, what a story. I'm so, so glad that your daughter and your grandson are okay. But I just, my blood ran cold when I heard that call, because how many more times do we have to have the conversation around car seats? I hope a call like that helps reduce the number of times we have to say it. If they're in the car, they need to be in a car seat or with a seatbelt. Full stop. End of story. And I know every time we talk about this, someone says, yeah, but you don't have to wear a seatbelt if you're taking a taxi or a bus. I know that the absence of seatbelts in most public transport vehicles is a huge problem. That does not excuse the absence of the use of a seatbelt in a private vehicle. It doesn't make it okay for you to not do it because other people are not doing it. Can you imagine what that mother would be going through had her child not been strapped into a car seat when that accident happened? Can you imagine? It is unthinkable. It really is unthinkable. And yet, for some inexplicable reason, there are still so many people who take this risk knowingly. I see toddlers bouncing on the front seat of cars in the passenger seat at least once a week. And 9 out of 10 times, the driver is sitting on a cell phone as well. It's not just here. I know that. I went on holiday recently with my family and we got into a taxi in Italy as we left the airport, and my kids automatically reached for the seatbelt to put them on. It is absolutely ingrained in them. They do not travel in a vehicle without a seatbelt. And the driver said, oh, don't worry about that. It's fine. It's fine. No need. No need. I've seen how they drive in Rome before. Those seatbelts stayed on. And actually, with hindsight, we probably should have got out of that vehicle. But, you know, I want to have a conversation about why this still happens. I know that sometimes it is blamed on financial factors, but I also know that that's not the only reason. And I've got with me on the line somebody who is passionate about this topic. We'll start speaking to her now and maybe just spill over past the news headlines a couple of minutes. Mandy Lee Miller is the founder of hashtag Car Seat Full Stop, which is a campaign that does excellent work trying to address exactly this issue of people having children in the car that are not secured in any way. Mandy, thanks so much for chatting to us today. Great to have you with us.
Hi, Pippa. Good to hear from you.
You listened to that phone call. I'm sure you had the same feeling as I, just the hairs on your arm standing up at the thought of what might have happened.
Yeah, I heard it twice now, and I'm still shaking. I must say, I was very grateful when you guys, you know, tagged me in on that story, because I deal with 3 to 4 of the opposite stories every day. People tag me in every accident where a child is lost. And there are so many. It's horrifying. We lose up to like 5 children a day on our roads. It's really, really something to hear, you know, the other side for a change, where somebody did do the right thing and they did have their baby strapped in, and to show people that it actually makes a huge difference.
Mandy, let's talk about the reasons why some people don't use seatbelts, don't use car seats. Financial conditions, one thing that is often cited, but that's not the only one.
No, it isn't. I think that in the last, this is my fourth year running Car Seat Full Stop, and in that time, the one thing I've come across over and over is a general lack of understanding on how critically important it is. So many people, highly educated, more than enough money, don't have car seats in their cars, don't strap themselves in their cars. I think sometimes because they believe that they're driving such safe cars that they don't need the extra help. But that is very much not the case, because in a car crash, the body takes on the weight of the speed you're traveling multiplied by your actual weight. So, you know, you can't, without seatbelts, we don't survive. We are ejected. We are, you know, thrown around inside the car. And as an adult, the seatbelt catches your body at the strongest point. So across your hips and your rib cage and your shoulder. And it catches you and pulls you back. And, you know, the worst thing you tend to face is severe whiplash. In a child under 1.5 meters tall, the seatbelt sits across the neck and the stomach if it's used, which is it can kill them. And a child only reaches 1.5 meters tall at around 10 to 12 years old. So every child under that age needs a car seat to survive a crash. Because the forces, they don't care what car you're driving. You might have great airbags, but it's not going to stop a child from being ejected in an accident. And we have such incredibly dangerous roads. We have some of the most dangerous roads in the world. Road deaths are the fourth leading cause of unnatural deaths in children in South Africa. And yet only 7% of our children are actually in car seats, and only, that's in private vehicles.
Only 7%, did you say?
Yeah. Yeah,
so 93% are not, who should be.
That is correct. And it's horrific. And the one thing that I will say, having listened to that story, is that a lot of parents do know that a newborn needs a car seat, but the information that's available and the knowledge thereafter just seems to drop off completely.
Well, to that point, an SMS in from someone who says, my son is 6, he's 24 kilograms and is currently in a car seat. At what age can he sit freely with a seatbelt?
There's actually a 5-point test you can take. The first answer is when he reaches 1.5 meters tall, because then the seatbelt will actually sit on the correct places on his body. But to check if your child is seatbelt ready, they need to sit with their back against the backrest of the vehicle seat, with their legs flat against the seat. Their knees need to bend past the edge of the car seat, and their feet need to be able to be flat on the floor. The shoulder belt needs to be smooth and come across between the chest, between the shoulder and the neck, and come across flat across the body. And the lap belt needs to be as low as possible, away from the belly. And they need to be able to sit in that position for an entire trip. All of those factors generally only happen when a child is between 10 and 12 years old. Before that, they are too short. The seatbelt sits dangerously on them. They slump. They might fall asleep and fall forward. And, you know, there are all kinds of reasons why children don't sit still with their legs down on the floor. I'm sure you've seen with your kids.
Yeah.
That never changes. So one of the biggest things that I'm still trying to educate people, and it's been a massive focus for me since 2016 when I launched, because that's when I learned about it, is that as an infant seat is exclusively rear-facing, so it is only used facing the back of the car. What South Africans only kind of came to realize in 2016 is that ideally our children should be rear-facing for as long as possible to keep them as safe as they can be, because in a crash, that seat will spread the crash force across the much more stable and larger surface area of the back. If you know, as an adult, if you're in an accident, your head is thrown backwards and then forwards and you end up with severe whiplash. In a child, their bones haven't ossified properly yet. So when their head is thrown forward, it is usually a critical injury.
Yeah.
A child under 2 is unlikely to survive a crash forward facing. And ideally, I mean, there's seats now available in South Africa that allow you to rear face your children right up to 25 kilograms around 6 years old. So, it's an additional step in education, but I think I'm focusing on that with the people who have car seats, but in general, just educating the public about having car seats at all is really important for me. So I work a lot with Peggy Mars, which I know you've spoken to many times from Wheelwell, and Wheelwell is the charity that we support as Car Seat Full Stop. We spend a lot of our time, myself and the Car Seat Full Stop community, all the bloggers and the media, educating people around what Wheelwell does and encouraging them to donate their old seats to Wheelwell because they refurbish them and clean them and get them to children who cannot afford car seats. For Mandela Day, I know that Discovery has said you can drop off your car seat at any of their offices nationwide. Skynet is a drop-off for them. And Green Dot Baby in Sandton, you can also drop off your seats there. So anybody who has an old seat that is just sitting collecting dust, donate that today. Make that your thing that you do and save a child's life. It can make such a difference to somebody who literally cannot afford a seat. And then for the rest of people at 8 p.m. tonight on the Car Seat Full Stop Facebook, I will be answering questions live for 67 minutes. Any questions parents have around car seats or car seat safety, because obviously we have limited time here, and reassessing how long their kids need to be in a car seat, and you know, anything really they have, they're welcome to log on at 8 o'clock and ask me their questions. I would love it. And one of the new brands in South Africa, Axe Kids South Africa, is actually giving us a car seat to give away to a random person while we're doing that 67 minutes of questions. So, yeah,
okay.
Hopefully we can get some kids into some seats.
Mandy Lee Miller, thank you so much for chatting to us and making time today for Car Seat Full Stop founder. So the one or two very detailed individual questions about my child weighs X and is so-and-so, perhaps consider joining that 8 p.m. conversation on Facebook to get a very specific answer for your individual position. Just before we go to Angelo and move on to DIY, there are loads of comments coming in. I will share these as the show continues. But Neil has given us a call from Somerset West about the issue of babies in particular being strapped in. Neil, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Piva. Actually, it's not just babies. It's youngsters in general. I used to be in charge of traffic in the UK, and since retiring, I've now become an undertaker. So I've seen some horrific situations as a direct result of children not being strapped in. My question, really, and this is where you can play a huge role, why don't you get Kenny Africa on the line and ask him why there is no strict enforcement with a zero tolerance policy to enforce the law of strapping children in? Because in the vast majority of cases, it is people who can afford a car seat. It is people who are driving the large SUVs who clearly would be able to afford at the very least a car seat. But even with the children who are too large to be in a car seat, why are they still not being strapped in and why is it not being enforced?
Neil in Somerset West, excellent question, of course. And yes, people asking on the SMS, what about child seats in taxis? As I said at the start of the conversation, I know it's a huge, huge hole in our child safety regime in this country that there is so much public transport that is not obliged to have even a seatbelt, let alone an appropriate car seat for a younger user. It's a massive, massive hole. That doesn't mean that we need to divert the conversation to only focus on that. There is a huge problem of drivers of private vehicles. And as Neil pointed out, people who can afford to have them and should know better, who continue to flout this law.